everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And welcome back to day two. Last time we were learning about playing video games and how you can become a professional gamer doing that. Because now we call these things e-sports and they're becoming super, super, super popular.
没有错。在昨天文章里面呢，我们就讲到 e-sports 电竞呢，现在变成一个很重要的产业。哦，去年呢赚了多少？$500 million的收益。
$500 million US dollars.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I wish I could take just a little bit of that. Maybe I should become a professional gamer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'll have to spend so many hours in front of the computer or something.
Yes, I don't think
that I can do that. Okay. All right. So let's take a look at today's article where we kind of take a look at more examples of how you become a professional gamer. You may take a look at someone who has become a very successful one. So let's read our article for today. Reading.
Going pro as a gamer? With esports becoming more popular than ever, playing your favorite game could help you pay the bills.In fact, Kuro Salehi Takasomi, one of the highest-paid gamers in the world, has made over $3 million US dollars. This fact might tempt you to quit school and take up gaming yourself. However, like professional athletes, becoming a pro gamer takes tons of hard work and sacrifice. In order to be the best at their craft,Many of the top gamers spend more than 50 hours a week practicing. This is more work than most typical jobs out there and can take the fun out of playing a game you love. You have to limit activities in your life that don't contribute towards your goal so as to have more time for practice. This could mean having less time for friends, family, and your other hobbies. For many people, though,Gaming is a way to relax and to have fun. Would you be willing to lay it all on the line to become a professional gamer?
Okay, so the article first starts with it saying, with esports becoming more popular than ever, playing your favorite game could help you pay the bills. Really?
Okay. 在呢我们了解说这个玩电动到底能不能够成为一个工作之前呢，先来看一下我们的课文咯。他说呢 with esports becoming more popular than never, okay? With 就是呢在什么状态之下伴随着的意思咯。所以我们继续就是说随着电竞越来越受欢迎，其实怎么样 than ever 就是呢比过去任何时间就是呢空前绝后哦，比过去任何时间都还要受欢迎，在这个状况之下呢玩你最爱的游戏来赚钱的，诶，是有可能的咯。 OK, could 这边呢它就表示有可能有机会的。 OK, we see the word bill. OK, is that a name? Or
no, it could be a name, but here it means it's a noun, it's a thing, and it's basically a document that shows how much you owe for something like water, gas, or electricity or your telephone, for your telephone. So this is something that, you know, you see or your parents see or maybe that you will have to see when you get older. So yeah, it just tells you how much you owe, how much you have to pay for your water, your gas or your electricity. For example, we can say Sarah works two jobs so she can pay her bills. Okay. Bill is also used in a restaurant. Okay. When you're at a restaurant, you've ordered and you've finished your meal, you can grab the bill.And bill just means how much money you have to pay for this meal or for how much you owe the restaurant. So, for example, we can say Johnny grabbed the bill and paid for dinner.
Bill 呢这个小写就不是指人名，它指的是账单的意思了。比方说我们刚刚说电费、水费、瓦斯费这些账单。OK, 那这边的 pay the bills 就好像我们昨天讲过的 do something for a living, 为了什么为生活赚钱呢做了什么事情。所以呢 do something to pay the bills 就表示做某些事情呢来付账单，一样呢就是工作赚钱应付生活的意思。例如我们说 Sarah works two jobs so she can pay her bills, 那个 Sarah 呢必须呢来做两份工作她才可以呢来付他的账单，应付他的生活。bill 这个字呢也可以指我们在店里吃饭拿到了这个明细哦，你就要拿到这个账单呢到柜台来结账。 OK, 所以我们说 Johnny 呢他把这个账单拿了，然后呢来这个柜台付了这个晚餐的钱。那你也可以使用 check, C-H-E-C-K 这个字呢来取代 bill。
Mm-hmm. All right, so next it says, in fact, Kuro Salehi Takasomi, one of the highest paid gamers in the world, has made over $3 million. Oh my goodness.
Oh, okay. Okay, 这个呢我们这个他的 ID 呢叫做 Kuroki, 这个人呢他是非常世界知名的这个 Dota 的选手，而且他非常年轻，就90后1992年才出生的，非常有天赋。
Wow.
那他说呢他是 highest paid gamers, 他是呢这个其中一个拿到最多薪资的一个职业玩家了，他去年呢赚了多少钱呢？$3,000,000。
Wow, I didn't know that just by playing video games you can make that much money, and especially if you're that good, you really can become a professional gamer.
Yeah, all right. You have to be very, very, very good.
I know, wow, that's a lot of money. So next, let's continue reading. Let's see, it says, this fact might tempt you to quit school and take up gaming yourself.
Okay.
It does sound very tempting. Okay, when you tempt somebody or attempt something, it means, or something tempts you, it means you cause someone to do something, even though we know it's not a good idea. So we are very tempted to quit our jobs and think, okay, let's become professional gamers, but it's probably not a good idea. Or if you're looking to go on a diet, then don't let desserts tempt you, because you know eating desserts is not good, but don't let them tempt you.
OK, 所以 tempt 这个字呢我们中文就翻译为诱惑了。通常呢既然讲到诱惑或是吸引的，那当然是不太好的事情。比方说像你要减肥，但是你这个甜点怎么样会诱惑你，这时候我们就可以用 tempt 这个字了。那 tempt 这个字呢我们的文法就是 tempt somebody to do something, 或者是 into doing something. OK, 那这个字呢你也可以代换成 seduce. OK, seduce 呢一样是有诱惑，诱惑你去做一些不好的事情。那呢另外吸引呢你也可以用 attract 这个字，但是 attract 通常是比较，也可以用在比较正面的方法了。OK, 那呢我们这边呢另外有一个片语补充给大家， give into temptation, 意思呢就表示说呢你放弃了，你这个臣服于这个诱惑之下的意思。OK, 例如我们可以说 I couldn't help but give into my temptations and had a piece of cookie. OK, 我放弃了，然后呢这个就吃了这个饼干，所以呢我的这个减肥计划就失败了。
That happens to me all the time.
OK, 回到课文，那我们说 this fact 这个事实呢指的是呢 Kuroki 赚很多钱的事实，这个事实呢可能会引诱你，让你呢想要怎么样 quit school. So what does this word quit mean?
Okay, well quit means to leave a job or to leave a school or to leave a career, so you kind of leave somewhere. So for example, we can say he quit his job, it means that he left his job, he doesn't work there anymore. The article says this might tempt you to quit school, you might want to leave your school and become a professional gamer, but don't do that because that's not a very good idea.
OK, quit 这个字呢就翻译为停止了，那最常呢就使用在比方说辞职，例如你离开你的工作或者是你离开你学校，那就是辍学，这种停止呢我们就用 quit。 例如呢例句呢我们可以讲说呢 OK, he quit teaching after 5 years, 他呢停止了，他离开了这个教学工作，这个在5年之后呢他辞职了，他离开了他这个教学工作。那你也可以把它换成 stop, 停止呢，或者是呢换成 leave, 离开都是可以的。那课文呢就是说你可能想离开学校，你有这个冲动哦，想要开始打电动赚钱， quit school 就是呢离开学校辍学。那你也可以说呢 drop out of school.
Mm-hmm. Don't drop out of school, your parents will be very angry at you. Okay, so we saw the phrase take up, and it just basically means that you start doing something new. So for example, we can say George decided to take up jogging, or Rachel has taken up knitting. So you do something new, you have a new hobby.
OK, take up 这个片语呢它呢就表示开始，例如呢你开始养成一个新的习惯，你开始养成一个新的嗜好，或是你开始一个新的工作。例如我们刚刚例句说呢 George 他怎么样 decide to take up jogging, 他呢决定开始慢跑，或是呢 Rachel 决定呢开始来这个织毛衣。
Mm-hmm. Alright, so next let's continue reading the article. It says, however, like professional athletes, becoming a pro gamer takes tons of hard work and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so sacrifice here is a noun, and it means the act of giving up something that's very valuable to you, and or maybe that you can give up something, you do something to help other people. Okay, so you kind of like do something in exchange to maybe better yourself or to help someone else. So for example, we can use it like this, but here it's used as a verb.
Mm-hmm.
It says athletes probably will need to sacrifice sweets or sugar to have a healthy diet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. okay? So they might have to give up. It's very hard work. I mean, cutting out sugar is a very, very difficult thing,
very
I think,
difficult.
For everybody.
Yes. Okay, 所以呢，我们先回到课文，我们看到 programmer, pro 这个昨天有讲过了，就表示 professional, 专业的。那作为一个职业玩家，就跟成为职业运动员一样，牺牲很多东西。Sacrifice 这个字呢，在课文里面我们是作为名词的用法，它就表示牺牲的意思，你做出了什么样的牺牲。那这个字呢，在我们的刚刚例句当中呢，则是当作动词来使用，我们一样翻译为牺牲。你可以呢 sacrifice something to do something, 就是呢表示说呢，你这个牺牲这个事情呢去做什么事情，或者呢你也可以说呢 sacrifice A for B, 例如呢 your parents sacrifice a lot for you, 你的父母呢牺牲了很多东西，为了你牺牲了很多东西，也可以这样子来使用。
They make a lot of sacrifices for you. And that's really true. They sacrifice a lot for us.
Yeah, so don't drop out of school.
Yeah, don't drop out of school. All right, so we saw the word athlete as well in this sentence. And an athlete is a vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means a person who plays sports and has great strength or skills. Now, athletes, they really have to go through a lot of training. So this person probably is very, very good at, you know, playing basketball、mm-hmm. or playing golf or baseball, soccer and all kinds of sports. Now, you can also change athlete, the noun, to an adjective. And what you do is you just add, you take out the E and add IC to the end, so the word becomes athletic. So you can describe a person as being athletic.
Mm-hmm. OK, athlete 这个字呢，中文就翻译为运动员了。举凡呢，你爱看的这些，比方说 NBA 的球员啊，还是陈伟英啊，还是 Roger Federer, 这些人呢，他们都是 professional athlete, 职业运动员了。那有个特殊的用法，我们可以说 athlete's foot, 运动员的脚。OK, 运动员的脚不是指你的脚很强壮，它意思是指香港脚。那例如呢，另外呢，刚刚 Tiffany 也有补充了 athletic 这个形容词。athletic 呢这个字除了指运动员的，它呢也可以用来形容人是指身材健壮的。比方说呢 ，OK, he is an athletic boy. He works out a lot.
He must be very buff, very strong.
Yes.
Okay, so, a lot of athletes, even, you know, the athletes are these professionals playing these pro gamers. They actually have to take a lot of hard work. They have tons of hard work and they have tons of sacrifices that they have to make. So tons of just means a lot of.
Okay, ton 这个字呢，我们中文就可以指公吨，或者是呢一千公斤这么多。所以呢 tons of something 你就可以想象，这个东西有好几千公斤，有好几吨哦，那是多少东西啊？所以 tons of 就是 a lot of, 就是很多很多。
So next in the article, it says, in order to be the best at their craft, many of the top gamers spend more than 50 hours a week practicing.
That's a lot.
Wow, that's a lot of hours. So here we see that, you know, for example, athletes are the best example. In order to be very strong and to do very well in their sport, they need to train and eat right. So we can see that gamers also have to kind of do the same thing as well.Here we also saw a grammar point. We saw in order to means that you need to do something first so that it's possible for you to do something else.
Okay, 所以呢，这个为了成为一个职业的选手，你必须要做出很多的牺牲，必须要做很多事情。比方说呢，我们在这边课文就说，你必须呢 spend more than 50 hours a week, 你必须要花一个礼拜呢超过50个小时的时间呢来练习打电动哦。即使你再爱打电动，这个可能真的很辛苦了。那么这边文法呢 ,in order to 这个句型呢就表示为了什么目的，所以我们来做这件事情。比方说我们句子可以说呢，就是前面一个主词，后面呢 to do something, 比方说呢我们说 in order to be the best at their craft, 为了成为呢他们这个最强的一个选手呢，你必须做很多事情，所以 in order to 后面呢就接上这个你要做的目的，后面的另外一个子句呢则是接这个你必须要做的事情。那呢我们也可以换成 so as to, 或者是你可以换成 for the purpose of, for the purpose of 后面呢我们则是接上这个 ving, 就不能够像 so as to 或是 in order to 直接加上这个原形动词。
Alright, so let's continue reading the article. It says this is more work than most typical jobs out there and can take the fun out of playing a game you love.
Exactly. Okay, 所以呢为了精益求精，为了成为最强的选手， 球职业玩家呢，他们花很多时间练习哦。刚刚我们说过，一周可能超过50小时，这个呢比你一般工作还要辛苦非常多。诶，这么多你一直玩一直玩一直玩，会不会腻呢？你会不会需要休息呢？但职业玩家不能休息哦，因为呢他们必须要持续的练习。那这个很可能会怎么样呢？让玩游戏这个有趣的地方呢全部消失了，可能呢让你不喜欢玩游戏了。
You might have the opposite effect and you end up hating the game or something. Alright, so we saw the vocabulary word typical here. It's an adjective and it means, it's used to describe something that is normal or that is usual for a person or a thing. So for example, when we talk about typical jobs, these are usual or normal jobs that we see quite often, like a police officer, a postman, a cashier. These are jobs that we see normally. Okay, for example, we can say waking up late for school is just another typical day for Chelsea.
Oh, that's not good. Okay, typical 这个字呢就可以翻译为典型的，你也可以换成 normal 或是 usual， 就是平常的，一般很常见的。比方说像我们刚刚讲说 typical jobs 可能像是警察、医生啊，或是邮差这些等等等。那例句呢，我们就说呢，对这个 Chelsea 来说呢， waking up late for school 上学迟到呢，只是另外一个，就是他another typical day。 OK， 只是呢另外一个很平常的日子，就表示呢对 Chelsea 来说呢，他是每天上学都迟到的，这样的意思咯。
Alright, so next in the article it says you have to limit activities in your life that don't contribute towards your goal so as to have more time for practice.
OK, 所以呢在这句子我们首先看到了 so as to 就跟刚刚 in order to 一样哦。那提醒呢 in order to 的 in order 呢我们可以删除，直接写 to。 OK, 那 so as to in order to 为了去呢有更多时间来练习，前面呢我们职业选手必须做一些什么事情呢？ OK, we see a lot of words here. First is limit.
Right, we need to limit our activities, but limit first is our vocabulary word. It's a verb and it means to stop or prevent someone from having or doing something more. So for example, we can say, Mom limited my TV time from 1 hour to 30 minutes.
OK, 所以呢 limit 这个字呢我们在课文里面是当作动词来使用，就是限制的意思。那呢它也可以当作名词表示极限哦。举个例子哦， He knows his limit, so he never stays up late. OK, 他知道自己的极限在哪里，所以呢他从来不熬夜的。那在课文里面我们刚刚讲说是使用动词了，它就表示限制。例如呢我们例句说呢 Mom limited my TV time. OK, 妈妈呢怎么样限制我看电视的时间，从一小时缩短到30分钟。
Watch too much TV. So we need to limit our activities. And activity here is also a vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means things that you do for fun and it's usually with other people. So for example, we can say, I like to go out to eat with my friends. That is an activity. Or shopping is an activity. Or watching movies, these are all activities.
OK, activity 这个字呢中文就翻译为活动的意思咯。那任何事情呢你出去玩或是做在家里做的事情我们都可以讲说是活动。比方说呢跟你的朋友出去吃饭啦，出去购物啦，或是看电影啦，这些都可以叫做 activity。那例如呢我们可以说 outdoor activities, 它呢就是指户外活动了。比方说你去做极限运动或是出去骑脚踏车，这些呢都属于 outdoor activities。
And contribute just means to help or cause something to happen. So we need to limit the activity, so maybe going out with your friends or watching movies, because it doesn't really help us contribute to the practice time for these pro gamers.
OK, 我们呢回来看一下 contribute 这个动词了。contribute 呢它就翻译为贡献或者是捐献了。那呢我们要对什么人或单位做出贡献呢，我们后面加上 to 或是 towards。 例如呢 he contributed a lot to this project, 他对于这个专案呢这个贡献了很多。
Next, let's read in the article. It says, this could mean having less time for friends, family, and your other hobbies.
OK, 这表示呢你为了这个成为职业玩家你可能要牺牲很多，比方说你跟家人跟朋友或者是你做其他你喜欢做的事情，这些时间都会被牺牲掉了。
For many people, though, gaming is a way to relax and to have fun.
Like for me.
And then an exit says, would you be willing to lay it all on the line to become a professional gamer?
说了这么多，你愿意冒这个风险吗？ OK, be willing to, 这个句型呢表示愿意的意思。
So are you willing to do that? Well, let's take a look. It says, are you willing to lay it all out on the line? Now, this is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
Shortcut for you.
Okay, my turn. 7. Okay, so I landed on here, which means I get some money. Great, your turn.
Here we go. Double 4. So I move 8 squares, and no one owns this station, so I'll buy it. And also, as I rolled a double, I can take another turn.
Go on, then.
Another double! Double 3 is 6. Okay, so I move here. I already own this one, so nothing happens, but I rolled a double, so I can take another turn.
Be careful. If you roll 3 doubles, you'll have to go to jail.
Well, I'm going to lay it all on the line.
Don't lie down now. We're playing a game.
To lay or put something on the line means you're going to risk that thing, often to get what you want, but sometimes just by your actions.
I see. Lay or put something on the line means 冒着风险。Go on and roll the dice then.
Double 6? Oh no!
Ha ha, go to jail. You shouldn't have put everything on the line like that. Na-na!
For you chat!
Okay, so our For You Chat question for today is, do you think your family would support you to become a pro gamer? Why or why not?
Okay, for me, I think yes. Only if I play it very, very good, very, very well. Yeah.
yeah, I think from a parent's point of view, I think as long as you're able to maybe, you know, make sure that you can pay the bills,
yes,
that you can support yourself, I think your family would support you. For me, I don't play video games, so my mom knows that I won't become a professional gamer. She doesn't have to worry about that. My family doesn't have to worry about that. If I do become a professional gamer, I think I might starve to death because I wouldn't make any money at all. I'm very, very bad. Like I said, I'm horrible at playing shooting games. Like, I don't think you would want me on your team. I remember I used to play Counter-Strike with like the boys in my class,
yes,
in high school.
Yes.
And they would put me on the team and I would just die within like a few seconds of the game. And they'd be like,
so bad.
It's so frustrating to have you on the team. And so I just decided, okay, never mind. I won't play. I'm not going to ruin everyone's game. All right. So you can talk about this with your friends. Do you think that you guys want to be a pro gamer? And if you really could, would your family support you? That's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
So we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Going pro as a gamer? With esports becoming more popular than ever, playing your favorite game could help you pay the bills. In fact, Kuro Salehi Takasomi, one of the highest paid gamers in the world, has made over $3 million. This fact might tempt you to quit school and take up gaming yourself. However, like professional athletes, becoming a pro gamer takes tons of hard work and sacrifice. In order to be the best at their craft, many of the top gamers spend more than 50 hours a week practicing. This is more work than most typical jobs out there and can take the fun out of playing a game you love. You have to limit activities in your life that don't contribute towards your goal so as to have more time for practice. This could mean having less time for friends, family, and your other hobbies. For many people, though, gaming is a way to relax and to have fun. Would you be willing to lay it all on the line to become a professional gamer?
Vocabulary review.
Bill. The lawyer gave her client a bill for her services at the end of the month. Quit. Tiffany quit the basketball team so that she could join the art club. Athlete. Frank is a really great athlete. He is especially good at baseball. Typical. This ice cream shop offers typical flavors, such as chocolate and strawberry, as well as some unusual ones. Limit. Matthew is trying to limit the amount of junk food he eats. Activity. Designing cute characters is one of the artist's favorite activities.